It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says the state will take steps to allow more people to visit relatives in nursing homes and senior care facilities. Many have banned outside visitors because of COVID-19. CPR health reporter John Daly says the program aims to reduce the risk of outbreaks.
The governor announced what he's calling a lifeline pass. This would allow for visitors at facilities like nursing homes, as long as they've tested negative for the coronavirus and have had no known exposure, they would be able to visit loved ones. The pass is good for 48 hours after the test results come back. And this is designed to really help the folks in those facilities and their families who want to see them.
That's CPR's John Daly. State officials will work to set guidelines over the next week. Child care facilities in Colorado can expand to their licensed capacity. They still have to follow strict health guidelines. Early Connections Learning Center in Colorado Springs has stayed open during the pandemic with increased cleaning and physical distancing and temperature checks. CEO Diane Price says since the center is already following state rules, the biggest change will be preparing staff for more children to come back.
You know, I'm going to do a Zoom staff meeting Monday night with all of our teachers and say, listen, this is the change. You probably heard about it. Don't freak out. We don't want you to get nervous. We're going to go very, very slowly.
Price says she's confident that everyone is doing the best they can with guidance from the state in order to keep kids safe. Glenwood Springs officials have indefinitely extended that city's order for people to wear masks in public. The Post-Independent reports city council members made that narrow decision Thursday despite public comment urging them to lift the order. Authorities say no one has been cited for not wearing masks since the council first announced the order on April 7th. Glenwood Springs reporting 53 degrees this morning. It's already 68 in Grand Junction, currently 60 in Denver. This is CPR News.